As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code parenting for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code parenting at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. If you're looking for some great toys that keep kids entertained and allow their brains and even their bodies to develop, then this is the episode for you. First, let me share a couple of toy review sites, and I will put these up on this episode page on my website at yourvillageonline.com/podcast/toys. This way, if you just want to search through their lists to see what catches your eye for the child for whom you are shopping, then you will have some great other resources to find some great toy recommendations. The first site, drtoy.com. Now, you may have seen a sticker on toys with the Dr. Toy Award sticker on it. Now, this description is directly from her website. Dr. Toy, Stevan Auerbach, PhD, has been for many years one of the nation's and world's leading experts on play, toys, and children's products. With 30 years of direct experience, Dr. Auerbach includes educationally oriented, developmental, and skill-building products from the best large and small companies in her 4 annual award programs. Many parents, teachers, and toy buyers use Dr. Toy's guidance in making selections. That's the end of the quote from her website. She divides her toy reviews into 4 categories: the 100 best toys, best classic toys, best green toys, and best vacation toys. She creates these lists each year, and she does have the 2016 lists up now. In her lists, she shows the toy, the age range, and the price. The second toy review site is toyportfolio.com. This site rates toys using child parent ratings along with expert ratings. They also have awards that you may have seen the sticker on toys in toy stores, or that you've bought before, that say Oppenheim Toy Portfolio Best Toy Award.
This site divides toys up by age and creates a new list for each age group every year, and they have some very comprehensive criteria in order to receive the toy award. Toys that won the Oppenheimer Award use this criteria. First, what was this toy designed to do? How well does it do it? Does it invite active thinking or passive watching? Is it safe and well designed? Does it fit the developmental need and interest level of the child? What message does it convey? Is it non-violent and void of stereotyping, sexual or otherwise? What will the children learn? Is it engaging? Is it entertaining? And is the age label correct? Is it challenging but not overwhelming for that age range? Now I'll cover some companies that sell and or make a lot of educational toys. And I want to say right up front, I am not paid by any of these companies to share about their products. I just like them and have bought them for my own kids, or my kids have used them at their schools, preschool and or elementary, and really like them. First is Lakeshore Learning. It is a teacher supply store that has all kinds of games, art and craft supplies, music and books for teaching almost anything. We have a physical store here in the Los Angeles area, so I'm sure they have some in other bigger metropolitan areas, or you can check their online store at lakeshorelearning.com. I will also add these companies' websites to the episode page on my website at yourvillageonline.com/podcast/toys. So be sure to check out that page under the resources section to find any of these links. The next company is called Begin Again Toys. They are made from wood and recycled plastics here in the United States. They have really cute, high-quality puzzles and games, bath toys, story boxes, and more. They have toys for infants through around ages 6 or 7, and you can see their site at beginagaintoys.com. I also found and bought one of their puzzles at our local Barnes & Noble bookstore. The next company is Community Playthings. Their website is communityplaythings.com, and they have some very cool stuff. They have these environments that kids can design and use for science or pretend play, things like waterfalls and trains, just all out of these wooden type boxes and blocks. They're almost completely made out of wood, and they are so awesome. I don't even know quite how to describe this. I will say they are not inexpensive, but for toddlers, preschoolers, and early elementary, these toys would get a lot of use. I wish I knew about these when my kids were younger. The next company is Magic Cabin at magiccabin.com. They have toys like kings, queens, princesses, fairies, unicorns, and their environments made from felt and wood for imaginary play. They have wooden ride-on toys, rope tunnel bridges, along with other very nice toys. One of my favorite companies that my kids have several games and building toys from is called Mindware. Their site is mindware.com, and ware is W-A-R-E. So mindware, W-A-R-E.com. They have tons of toys, science kits, games, brain teasers and puzzles, engineering and technology toys, building sets, history and geography, creativity and arts. They are the ones that make the Perplexus games, if you've seen or heard of those. That's the plastic ball that has the metal ball on the inside, and you roll it around on kind of this maze to get it from these different numbers. You start with number 1 and go all the way through like number 34 or something. You have to get it there and balance it along this pathway. Some of the games and toys we have from them are, including Perplexus, are imagination magnets. This is a fold-up wooden box that the magnets go on the inside, and there's picture cards that come with it. And you have to figure out how to make the picture on the card from the magnets. And then you also can just create your own picture with the magnets. Another one we have is called Corkle. It's a game of different colors and shapes, and you play against other people and you have to align them in a certain way, and you get points for that. Cuba Maze, which is plastic pieces. It's like a marble run that they hook together, and they have all different kinds. And these are the clear ones, and they are for older kids. You may have seen the ones for younger kids that they have in preschools that are just solid colors, and there's not a lot of different types of pieces, and there's not a lot of choices to make with those. The Cuba Maze are made of different colors of translucent plastic, and it's got the doubles, the drop throughs, and you design this big maze. You have to balance it. It all has to balance, and then the ball will go different ways, different times. My kids love that. And then there's one called Pattern Play, which is a box. It's a square-shaped puzzle box, and there's different sizes of wood and different colors that go inside of it. And again, it's a pattern that you get in a card, and then you have to make that pattern in the box, and it always gets completely filled in with the different colors. The kids love those too.
Hey, Parenting Beyond Discipline listeners. Ready to create a home that fosters love, warmth, and style? Look no further than Home Threads, your partner in crafting a nurturing environment. At HomeThreads.com, explore a thoughtfully curated collection of furniture designed for families who believe in positive parenting. From cozy reading nooks to durable playroom essentials, our pieces are crafted to enhance your parenting journey. Home Threads has an incredible selection of furniture, decor, and accessories like throw pillows, blankets to snuggle under for family movie nights or reading time that helps you create the warm, cozy home that is the foundation for happy family memories. I love all the great pieces I've gotten from Home Threads to finish the look in my home. Gorgeous yet durable and cozy accent throw pillows, blankets, and some really cute wall decor. I have an ocean theme throughout my downstairs, so I got a couple of really great wall pieces to finish that look, and some picture frames for the family photos. Visit HomeThreads.com/parenting today and get a code for 15% off your order. That's HomeThreads.com/parenting to get your code for 15% off your order, because great parenting deserves a great home. Home Threads. Love where you live. This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken-down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code parenting for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Now, I also think it's important to mention staying abreast of safety recalls. You can go to safekids.org and look through their list, or also you can be added to their monthly email to receive updates on recalled toys. They also have an email list for safety tips. So now I'm going to get into more toy-specific choices. When you are looking for toys, in general, and especially for younger kids, we want to get back to basics. We want to get away from electronics and toys that make noises, and also get away from branded toys. We want the toys to do less so that the children will do more. We call these passive toys versus true toys. True toys are the ones that don't make noise. The children are moving the toys, making the sounds. Things like dolls and blocks and Legos and art supplies, cars and dress-up trucks, puzzles, trains, construction sets, books, musical instruments. Now, I will say that one of my kids' favorite toys all through preschool was wooden blocks. We got these from Melissa and Doug, plain wooden blocks in different shapes. They would build all kinds of things out of them, and they would leave them out for several days. They would put out the trains and then build a big city or a train station out of these blocks. They would build castles, so many different things. Unfortunately, they barely touch them anymore now that the youngest ones are sick, so it's about time to get rid of those. But they are the most amazing, magical toy that is so simple and kids love them. They can do so much with them. Now, passive toys are the toys that make the movements or the lots of sounds. Children are more passive, and they are watching or observing the toy rather than using the toy. These are things like talking dolls, game stations, lots of electronic noises and lights. Somebody got my kids the Little People Zoo. Well, the animals make noise. You put them on this little electronic piece and the dolphins make the dolphin noise and the tiger makes the tiger noise. This takes away some of the play from the kids. It calls for less imagination and participation. And this was one of those toys that they would play with for maybe 5 minutes and then they would be done with it. Now, in the 1980s, there was a deregulation on marketing for toys. So what ended up happening was that they would make toys that would only do one purpose and then market the toy for that purpose. So there was a doll that only grows hair, and then the same doll that was the school doll that would go to school. Now, the message the kids got was, this is what the toy does. This is what the doll does. This doll, her hair grows. This doll goes to school. So it was very limiting in how the kids would play with the toy because they got that message ahead of time. So we want to get our kids the most basic doll that doesn't have a particular function and let the child come up with the play. We want toys that children will go deep and wide in their play, deep storytelling with lots of imagination. Now I'll give some very broad general ideas for toys. And along with the sites that I mentioned, you should be able to come up with some great lists for kids of all ages. So first, I'm going to talk about gross motor toys. Gross motor means large muscle movements. You want to think leg muscles, arm muscles, and abdomen area. So these are things like push toys and pull toys for little kids who are just starting to walk. Blocks, like I mentioned. Balls, a ball pit, a small trampoline, and a sit and spin. Now, I don't know if they still sell walkers. They should be illegal. And I hadn't been able to find them when my kids were little. Hopefully they haven't come back, but these are very dangerous. Those are the things that the little toddlers, before they're walking, they get in and they walk around and they have little toys on them. And the problem is kids would fall down like single steps in homes in these and get very hurt. The extra saucers are great though for those kids that age. They just are on like a platform that kind of rocks a little bit, but they won't tip over. They don't roll. They can't go anywhere. And then they have all the little toys to play in on there. Things that spin, that make little noises, little mirrors, things they pull that can get them to make some noises. For fine motor skill, think of writing and cutting. These are the fingers, the pincer grasp, and those types of things. Puzzles, felt boards, shape sorters, sewing games, like those sewing cards with the big shoelaces, colorful shoelaces that go in and out of the cards, lacing beads, dress-up dolls, Lego, Duplo, blocks, and art supplies, painting, coloring, drawing. Literacy toys. Now, for young toddlers, you could get cloth books, magnet books that are not a choking hazard, puppet books, and then for a little older, activity books like I Spy, magnetic letters, look-alikes, books, whiteboard with markers, chalkboard, or dry erase board. Art supplies. You want to look for non-toxic tested supplies. Look on the back of the box. It should say ASTMD 4236. ASTMD 4236. This means they have passed the non-toxicity test. Don't use anything that does not have the seal. Do not use shaving cream. Many preschools use it, but it's not an art supply for children. It is highly toxic. Writing supplies. Now, this is for around four-year-olds. Pens, pencils, lined paper, composition books, journals, stamps, and pads. For music toys. My kids love music toys. We still have a box of music toys. They still do parades around the house. Everybody grabs a music toy, and it's loud, but it's really cute. It's really fun. Keyboards, xylophones, recorders, triangles, tambourines, drums. My kids love the drums. We even got an accordion from one of their preschool teachers. They still have that. They love that thing. Manipulatives. So we're still in the fine motor skill area. These are things they're going to use their fine motor skill for. Things like Lego, the bristles, puzzles. Starting around as early as two or three, you can do some great board games like Snails, Pace, Race, caterpillar crawl, hullabaloo, don't break the ice, cooties, ants in your pants, these types of toys. Hi-ho, cheerio, high-five, colorama, harvest time game. By 4 to 5, chutes and ladders, Candyland, etc. Board games are great for all ages. Pretend play. My kids, my oldest one, going on 8 in a couple months, still is into the pretend play, especially with the dress up. Loves the lightsabers and the swords and that kind of thing. So dress up and accessories, a dollhouse, farm, zoo, doctor's kits and outfits, restaurant props, office props, dolls and accessories, kitchen toys are all great pretend play toys that can help kids go wide and deep with their storytelling and pretend play. Cognitive toys that build that problem solving and creative thinking, things like sequencing, sorting, matching, ordering by size, shape, or color, stacking toys, Mindware, the company that I mentioned that we have a lot of these toys, has lots of great toys in this area. So I hope that you can come up with some great lists of toys that are going to be great for the kids on your list that they can really get into and do some great, deep, imaginative play and grow cognitively and physically with all these ideas that I've given. Next week, my kids start winter break, so I will be home with them for 3 whole weeks. So I'll be taking next week off from this podcast to spend time with them, bake and play and go out and have some great family fun. But the following week, I will be back to start talking about New Year's resolutions as they relate to parenting. I'll do a couple of weeks on these because there's quite a few of them that we all may be thinking about. So enjoy your holiday, whatever you celebrate, eat, drink, be merry, and when I come back, we'll talk about those resolutions, whether it's to be a more patient parent, take more time to care for ourselves, including being healthier, getting more organized and less stressed, which also helps us to be more patient. I'll cover all those areas in 2 weeks following next week's hiatus. If you have a question or are looking for tips on how to take steps for your New Year's resolutions, or if you have any parenting question you'd like answered, you can send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. I hope everyone has an enjoyable holiday week. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.